We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. All right, it's time to hear what Jeff has chosen this week for his Issues Etc. blog of the week. Coming up here in just a few minutes, it's going to be Soundbite of the Week. We want to hear from you. Soundbite of the Week means we play the soundbites and you vote. Your votes are important for Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or you can email your votes to us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. Before Soundbite of the Week, Issues Etc. blog of the week.
My choice this week is Confessional Gadfly by Pastor Eric Brown. It's a blog post titled Denials, Denials, Denials. America needs Lent. We are the land of denials. We are the land where it is never our fault, where someone else is to blame, where our successors are all our own doing, but our failures are always due to someone else's meddling or mere circumstance. We are the land where we were shocked when a president actually says, the buck stops here. That was some 60-odd years ago. It was shocking then. It would be unthinkable now. The nasty, twisted shape that rugged individualism deforms into, the way the myth of the self-made man crumbles is that we become a nation of denial. We can't admit our lack or our faults because then we might also need to be humble and to take no credit for our successes either. We in America need Lent. I think more often pastors get frustrated in Advent with over-commercialization and all the why can't we just sing happy carols now on December 3rd. And with Lent, we don't get as much pressure to jump to Easter hymns just yet. Americans want to blow through Advent. We don't like that season. But it is really Lent that we need. Of course, we don't think much of the season of waiting. We are in the richest land in the history of the world. No, Lent is the big one. We need to understand repentance. We need to understand just how much of our life is a denial of our own fault. We need to shout, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. But who bothers with Latin anymore? No, we don't confess. We cover up. We deny. We try to explain. We admit only to being young and foolish, never wrong. We are the land of the no-fault divorce, of the win-win conflict resolution. We are never wrong. And that is why so often there is no truth in American culture for all the people crying, Lord, Lord, in vain. We need Lent so that with repentance we might behold our crucified Lord and receive his mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. My choice for blog of the week, Confessional Gadfly by Pastor Eric Brown.
And if you want your blog to be considered for Issues Etc. blog of the week by either Jeff or me, just go to our website, issuesetc.org. If you have a blog, right there under the promote page, I think, you can find the Issues Etc. widget. Take it, put it on your blog. We tell you how to do it right there on the promote page. And when it's on your blog, email us at talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll read your blog and we'll consider it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week. My pick this week, a rather long post called Absolution in the Face of the Absolute. The blog is called Starbucko, and I'm picking up kind of down in this long post. It says, the preacher must take all the care that he can not to take the article of justification out of the center of the Christian life. It is easy to make Christ the teacher of obedience and to preach repentance, but ultimately, it must be remembered that only the blood of Christ can make a dead body alive again. So, the preacher flings the blood of Christ upon the sheep when he preaches that he might plant the Holy Spirit deep inside the parishioner's ears. A tree may need to be pruned and fertilized and even watered, but the gardener cannot force the fruit to come forth. The Holy Spirit does that. Giving God justice, therefore, means receiving this God who seeks us through his word so that his word may become in us what it already is in him, that we may conform ourselves to it and remain steadfast in it. And there's so much more to read there. Starbaco is the blog, and the title of the post that I've picked for my post of the week is called Absolution in the Face of the Absolute. We'll post both of these at our website under the on-demand page so you can read them too. The Issues Etc. blog post picks of the week.